Hi, I'm Adriana.
And I'm John, and this is
Kanye
Kanye
Conversations.
Conversations.
Ooh.
All right, Adriana, what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about Jesus is King.
Very, very exciting. And we're back. We have not recorded in a while, but we thought it would only do justice to comment on Jesus is King.
Yeah.
How did you come into hearing Jesus is King? Like, what led up to your maybe initial interaction with the album?
Good question. I think going into Jesus is King, I was a little bit skeptical, to be completely honest, just because you and I were talking a little bit about just the place Kanye was at a year ago, releasing songs like I Love It and remember Ecstasy, John?
Yeah, I think that was one of my least favorite songs I put. I do not like that song.
Yeah, me either. And I just think that I was hopeful because, you and I had been praying for Kanye's express salvation, and I think it's just so overwhelming everything because I was so hopeful that it would be what it was, and it did. It ended up being exactly what I had hoped it would be, and so much more. What about you, John?
Yeah, I think similar. I think for a lot of people, I would say like, oh, I'm really excited, but I don't have high expectations. 'Cause I think Kanye, just realities are that he's maybe not at the creative powers that he once was. And so, yeah, my expectations are definitely a little lower. I'm just always really excited to hear from him though. And like, just know, I just have more music and more content to like work with. And so, yeah, I remember the year before was when Yandhi was supposed to come out at our fall retreat, and I was like so excited and like checking my phone and refreshing it, and it never came out. And then like this year during fall retreat too is when Jesus is King was supposed to come out, and then like I kept refreshing, and then like it never came out. And then he finally said, oh, late October I'll release it. And I was like, I don't even know what to believe anymore. And so yeah, I was pretty skeptical coming into it. I because he even said what he said midnight or something on Friday the 28th or something like that, and my roommate Totten was like, oh, like I'm gonna stay up and see, I think it's gonna come out tonight. And I was like, there is no chance it's coming out tonight, so I just went to bed like I'm not wasting my time on that. And then sure enough, as soon it hadn't come out, and as soon as I stepped into my 9 a.m. class, like I looked on my phone and it was out, and I was like, are you kidding me? I can't listen to it for 50 minutes. And I was like, freak. I was like, should I just walk out of the class? Like, I talked to someone next to me. I was like, oh my gosh, Jesus is King is out. And she's like, I don't know what, I don't care about that. But I was like, you don't understand. It finally came out.
Dang, that's so funny. Yeah, he definitely put us through like such a period of waiting. Do you remember like the weeks beforehand he had just like postponed it, and he was doing those listening parties?
Yeah, he, because there was like one in Chicago and then one in New York, and he was apparently playing them. And so there were small clips from it, but it just hadn't been like finalized. Like I knew Jesus Gospel used to be called Chakras at one point, maybe, or something, or the similar version of it. And
Yeah.
so I heard that and I was pretty excited that I was going to be on it, because that was a song I actually liked. But I was just, yeah, I was very antsy. But I felt some confidence in knowing that there was content, that there were listening
Yeah.
parties, that like there was something.
Exactly. Yeah, I clung on to those little like snippets that people had done. Like on Twitter, there is a clip of Selah going around, and I loved it because it was a part of the song like. I wish I was like versed in music production, but in like New God Flow when he's like, did Moses not talk to
Oh yes.
like that? Ah, beautiful, just like I was like the best way I can describe it. Cane pounding sound. I was like, this is the best thing. So that part of Selah had leaked and I was so excited for it. And I have this like Sunday service sweater that I bought a while ago. And so I
Nice.
was pretty excited the initial day. I like got home, I was in my room. I had my Sunday service hoodie on. I was like so excited to listen to the album, and I was really disappointed, to be honest. I think
Really
I,
disappointed.
yeah, that he hadn't like released it. But
Oh, okay.
yeah, oh no. Like this was like the weeks before that he had like postponed it, and I remember using Kanye as an example the next day because I was student teaching, and I say, or not the next day, but the next chance that I had. Somebody was like, what does the word abject mean? Because it was used in the reading. And I was like, well, for example, or I had defined the word. And then I was like, for example, abject disappointment. Mm-hmm. Like when your favorite musician says that they're gonna release a song or an album on a certain day, and then they don't.
Yeah,
abject disappointment. Abject means to the fullest extent. So I mean you think I'd get used to it by now. I think he's postponed every album since like Jesus.
I think the one like reliable one I think was Yay, actually. Like, Yay and Kids See Ghosts actually came out on those days, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, even Life of Pablo was a huge, like, it was waves, and it got moved back a month, and that's, like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Life of Pablo was crazy. Oh man, that takes me back. That's my college days. So wild. Yeah, so, I mean, when it did happen, I was so excited. I bought a car the day prior, and I was like, okay, first thing I want to listen to is, like, Jesus King. And so I bought it on the Thursday night, and then by the Friday it opened, and so I had been teaching all day, so I hadn't had the opportunity to listen to it. And so I got into my car and I drove home, and it was amazing. I'll always remember that drive home listening to the album for the first time. And my commute was about the length of the album, so it was that's kind of a shorter album.
Very short commute then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, my school wasn't that far. So it was a magical moment. I remember sitting in my car right there outside praying, like, thank you, God, for what you've done in Kwanyu's life.
Yeah, I guess I still have, like, flashes of what I was looking at when I first listened to it. Because I got out of class, I put in my headphones, I turned on, they have, like, a noise canceling feature, I think. Oh no, I listened to them in my other headphones. I turned the volume way up, and then even like I can remember as the songs played, like where I was on campus when I was walking right down by the brick when Follow God came on, and I was like, oh shoot, I like this so far.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Walking by the brick listening to that song in particular. Mm-hmm. Had you just worked out?
No, I was just walking home from class. Was I going into the gym? Yeah, I think I was going into the gym to work out, but I was like, I don't want to work out while I listen to this first time. And so I think I'm going to pause it. And then like, so I could focus on it a little bit more afterwards. I'm pretty sure that's what I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to say like a post-workout buzz plus the new Jesus King album.
A good way to enjoy it.
So do you want to talk about like track by track?
Let's do it. Yeah, I feel like I have a decent amount of thoughts about most of these. Do you want to go first on Every Hour?
Every Hour! Sure. That's a good impression. Sounded just like it. I always try to sing like the choir, and it always comes out so bad.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was nothing like theirs. But this song in particular really captured something special. Like, when I listened to it, I genuinely do feel close to God. Like, I was listening to this song on Easter, and I was like, this is so true. God, like, I need you every hour, every millisecond, I think is a line, and so I loved it. So I play this song pretty often, but I think for what it is, I think it's phenomenal. I think Kanye has such great openers on all of his albums, and so even though there's like no Kanye on it, I think it's phenomenal for what it is. That's the tone for the album. I loved it. What'd you think?
I thought it was a very bright song. I think even listening to it in the sunshine that I was the very first time, there's a lot of like brightness, color, and I think even texture to it, and a lot of layers of singing. Yeah. And I did like it. It worried me though at first, because I thought it was going to be like, oh shoot.
Like one of those like full albums.
Yeah, it's going to be almost like even Easter Sunday Service was like two raps, or like he did Jesus Walks and then All Falls Down, and maybe he did another one too, but it was like, oh no, like this is what we're going to get. But yeah, obviously that's not fully what we got, but I did enjoy it. It is, I guess I don't listen to it a ton, but every time I re-listen to it, I'm like, oh shoot, I actually like should listen to this more. I really like the fullness of it. And I'm pretty sure it's like original. I'm not sure, like, because I'm not as familiar with gospel music, and so I'm not sure which ones are his originals necessarily, but I think I liked it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's such a cool song. I like that he chose this one to open, because did you listen to the Jesus Is Born album?
Yes.
So, yeah, so he had a bunch of similar songs like this. Like to choose the every hour one, I think was really special. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking like his creative process behind it.
Yeah, even knowing that there were maybe like 20 different options he could have chosen from.
Yeah, and he chose that one. So that's beautiful. I didn't think about like the texture of the song, but I've been having a lot of joy, a lot of watching some old Kanye videos. And it's remarkable to see his growth because he's changed man, I think for the better. But I don't know. I love all Kanye.
Yeah, honestly, I think that I like one of my biggest pet peeves, maybe we can talk, I'm just gonna talk about it now, is everyone who like who is like, oh, I hate Kanye, Kanye's so annoying, look at Kanye coming out, he's supporting Trump, Kanye's evil, Kanye's cancel Kanye. There's some podcast about canceling Kanye, but it's like now it's the same people that are posting on their Instagram stories, all these Christians like, oh, Kanye, da, 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 da. It's like you have not been riding with Kanye. You like are just using him as like this target for like your political ideology and like then supporting him when he's like a Christian. And it's like, I get that, but I was so tempted to post something of like, please do not post anything positive about this album if you've not actually been writing with Kanye. But then I was actually listening to On God and the line was like, thou shalt love thy neighbor, not divide. And I was like, right. Oh, that'd be divisive. But thank you for helping me, keeping me away from it, Kanye. But that was, I think, one of my huge pet peeves of when the album released was all these people jumping on by his side who like, haven't been with him for a while. And I'm not saying I agree with everything that he's always said, but like I've always been like, oh, like I think there's a lot more to the story. I'm like, who knows?
Yeah, I definitely felt that too. There are a lot of the people that I follow posting like the Closed on Sunday song in particular.
Yeah.
Like more than just the Chick-fil-A song. And so yeah, you and I both been with Kanye for a long time.
We know, yeah. And I mean, I'm not pretending like I'm the greatest Kanye fan. I'm pretty young. I wasn't like alive when My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy even came out, like, or I was alive. I wasn't like a huge Kanye fan at that point. And so I'll definitely bow to the people. I'm not gonna actually bow, but I'll give respect to the people who have been with it longer. I'm not saying I'm the greatest, but I just found that like super annoying.
Yeah, you're definitely like, you know, stuck by him, you never...
I think I'm up there. I think, you know, on Spotify, I don't have Spotify, I have Google Play, but you know how they have, like, the top 1% of fans?
Yeah.
Have you gotten that for anyone?
Yeah, Kanye.
Nice, yeah. I wish I could have tried that. That would have been fun.
Yeah, I was going to screenshot it, too, but then I was like, it's kind of weird. I don't even think... I remembered that you didn't use Spotify.
Just gonna be like, I don't want to brag.
Yeah. I actually just switched to Google Music.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I did get the top 1% of Kanye fans. I felt pretty dang proud.
Congratulations. I'll react with this reaction right here.
Thank you. Well, how do you do that? Is it under?
Under reactions. We're on Zoom, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're socially distanced.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
I keep my emojis Bart Simpson. Remember that tweet that he did? I always make obscure Kanye references and most people don't get them.
I don't think I got that one. I don't have Twitter, though, so forgive me.
I have a lot of Twitter. Kanye was fun on Twitter back in high school. You mentioned, like, people that have been with... You don't have to... I don't think you have to bow. But I definitely was a fan back then. And Kanye's Twitter during, like, My Beautiful Dark Fantasy was, like, even crazier than what he does now. I think that was so fun. I, like, looked back at my old tweets. Oh, my God. I'm glad I had the foresight to, like... make them private. Like such
really cringy.
They were. They're just like great girl tweets. I'll have to send you the ones I made about Kanye though. They're kind of fun to like
I'll look at them.
See my old initial reactions. Kind of fun. But yeah, I mean, I definitely don't remember because I think he's been in a lot of controversies. I think the biggest one or like the first big one was like George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah.
And if you, it was this meme that was circulating around like the Kanye Instagram stuff. It was like political compass meme, and it showed like Kanye on all the different squares.
That's super funny, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I've always, I mean, I'm not like the most outspoken like Kanye defender, but when it comes out, like I definitely will like defend him. But I'm not gonna like end a friendship over something.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It's not, yeah. I think I usually will just say, like, oh, I think there's, like, a lot. I don't think you know everything that he's doing. Like, obviously you don't. You don't know that for Kim's birthday, he donated $1 million to, like, prison reforms, or to, like, prison stuff, and he, like, look at what he's actually been able to do for, like, prison reform. And, like, I was listening to, like, a lot of Sunday services, he, like, the one, I forgot what college it was, there was a traditionally black college, and he had, like, five or six people who were, like, oh, like, I was in prison, and then Kanye talked to someone, and then, like, I got out of prison. And it's, like, you have no clue what Kanye's actually doing. You're just listening to, oh, Kanye, MAGA. It's, like, there's so much more than, like, yeah. But anyways.
Exactly. There's so much, and he's so well thought. Like, he thought about it a lot. Like, he's not just doing, like, a reaction or a meme or anything along those lines. Like, he genuinely has, like, formed out opinions on things, and I really, really love him about that. I love that he is so bold in his political stances, where Steve and I am not the most outspoken person politically. I just, I think it's beautiful. Mm. So, it's awesome.
Cool. Yes, enough of the ranting. Mm-hmm. We can do this for a while. Selah, how do you say it?
Selah? I think that was right.
Selah, yeah, that's what I usually say. Mm-hmm. I feel like I liked this song. Because I knew the Hallelujahs was a really huge thing coming into this album. Mm-hmm. And I think he didn't utilize them the best in my perspective. I felt like they were kind of good as a transition, but I feel like they weren't, like, the crown jewel of a song that I was maybe, like, hoping they might be, like, either the ending or, like, something epic happening. But it felt like, especially the tone and, like, the raps he went into, the verses he went into after them was kind of, like, it was like he was rebuilding something. It wasn't like, it was like, oh, he was building up his verse, and then it was the Hallelujahs, and then it kind of transitioned down to, like, him just starting another verse. And I was almost like, oh, like, I wish that was used better, because you can't do that, like, more than once on an album, or even maybe one more than once in a career have those Hallelujahs. And so I think I was a little disappointed by that. I think then Jesus Christ Did the Laundry, Everybody Want to Yawn in Jesus Christ, I think that was one of the worst bars I've heard of the year, personally. But I mean, overall, like, I do like a lot of the epicness. It's definitely an epic sounding track. I think the form of it was epic, which I did like, and I liked a lot of the sounds and stuff, but I think it just didn't fully deliver in terms of what it could have, I guess, from my listening of it. But what do you think?
Nice. I respect that. I think that's so true, that it should have been, like, the crown jewel of the song. Like, I'm thinking back to that song live, and I'm just a little tiny bit biased, but when he did Selah live, it was
maybe really, it's different live, I'll give you that for sure.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, wow, this is, like, phenomenal, like, with it, because the choir was doing it. And so I think just the power that it takes to, like, project in that way, and, like, the wow, like, it, yeah, you're right. I think he could have platformed it a little bit, or, like, centered it a little more, just to really highlight that, because I think he layered that in some pretty cringy bars, to be honest. Like, Jesus Christ Did the Laundry. Really? And, like, Kanye's not above, like, you know, stupid bars. Like, not half the reason I love him, but a big reason why I love Kanye is he'll just rap and say the dumbest things. Or, like, silly things, you know, like
croissant.
Yeah, the croissant one, or, like, in Wolves, he's like, you left the refrigerator open, somebody just stole your sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm not, like, it's not like a, like, I like the silly bars, but this is laundry, like, making the album clean, like, I understand that, and I think it's cool, but I think it was cringy too, especially when it was what it was originally. On Twitter, this account that I follow, I think it's, like, hip hop, like, Hot Hip Hop or something like that, and they had put, like, a 30-second snippet of Selah, and that wasn't the original line at all. It was it was really cool. The original line was, like, everybody's mad, my cousin and my auntie, everybody wanted Yandy. And I think that kind of flowed a little better.
Yeah.
You know, even his auntie was mad that Yandy wasn't there, because, like, that was a really frustrating time. But overall, this is the song I think I was most excited about, just because of that leak that I'd heard. And I really do think, like, the He Is Wonderful part is so heavenly.
Yeah.
Just imagine like ascending into heaven, just hallelujah. So I think that's like those are my big thoughts on it. It's just like, this was the one I was looking most forward to. And I like, oh, I put thump progression. That's like the way that I would detail.
Yeah, the water with the king. I love that. That's probably one of my favorite Kanye moments. But
me too. I took a quiz on, I could send it to you. It's like this, it's like helps you determine like your top 10 Kanye songs. And I kept choosing New God Flow over like such songs. Like I chose it over Hey Mama. I was like, dang. I love the thump thing. It's just like, the
yeah.
So, and in that song, he says, like, welcome to Sunday service. So, I don't know if that was any, like, inspiration, but a whole album of Kanye doing that, I would buy.
So, yeah, imagine if, like, oh, just imagine, maybe it'll make you sad, but imagine Jesus is King was, like, all the same level of, like, New God Flow type stuff. Like, it was just, like, obviously, New God Flow isn't, like, a Christian-oriented album, but, like, even the religious themes of it would be pretty sick. But, yeah, I really liked, and if you remember in the IMAX movie, the opening scene of it, when it's like Sela, but it's like a different version where it's just kind of rapping like very aggressively and it's not as coherent. It almost sounds like, as we, like you shared with me some of the incomplete Life of Pablo stuff, where it's, he just like will rap and like put in words later. It sounded more like that, but I think that's more what I was like hoping for on Sela. Like I like that, but.
Awesome. Okay, you want to talk about the next one?
Next one, Follow God. Oh my goodness, what a song. I feel like that died out super quick, but it was pretty big for a while. But my first impressions of it, I really like the people really know you push your buttons like type right. When I heard that, I was like, dang, because of the sample, and then he's actually giving us bars. This is like peak Kanye in my understanding. I really love this type of Kanye, but the thing that like gets to me and shows me that like he's fallen so far from his peak, but like College Dropout was like, imagine Follow God is just a verse, and then like in the song there's two verses or three verses and it's like 13 songs long. Like that was like old Kanye for me, I feel like. And so that's kind of the pains of it, but no doubt Follow God. I think Follow God is like probably my favorite song on the album. I think the flow is really good. I think sample is really good. I think the lines are pretty funny and interesting. Classic scream at the end of it, but yeah.
Definitely. I agree with everything you said. This one is definitely my favorite on the album. I play it like all the time. I think it's so clean. Just his flow, the way that
he says. It's tight.
Yeah. Like, on a white bike, it's just magical. I remember listening to that song in the car and driving and just thinking like we played it. And so I love it. I love I think it's so relatable, like arguing with like someone and then that person being like, it's not Christ-like. But and then the lyrics like, nobody ever tells you when you're being like Christ. I thought that was fun. So it gave pretty good insight into his, you know, relationship with not just God, but other people. So I thought that this album, like, grounded the album in the sense that I feel like this album, a lot of it is, like, vertical, like, between God and Kanye. But I thought this song was nice for, like, everyone. So I agree what you're saying. I think it's the most classic Kanye song. I put that one in my notes. And I definitely really relate to it. I think I played it in the car with my dad, and my dad's not like the biggest rap fan. And then I remember him telling me like, can we change the song or something like that? And then I was arguing with my dad while listening to a song.
About he doesn't even understand how meta that is, I'm sure.
No, he had no idea. He's like, put Sweet Home Alabama on.
He's serious.
Yeah, I think. yeah, definitely. Yeah, I thought that was funny. I also have to tell you a joke that he said. It's so stupid. Well, it was kind of dumb, but I mean, it was funny. I was like, Dad, can we put Chance the Rapper on? And then he was like, no chance.
Was he laughing to himself when he said that?
No, he doesn't. He just like delivers it. And he's just
like, no chance.
Just like, so, yeah, I thought that was really good. Love Follow God.
I would love to hear your thoughts on The Incredible, the Mimi, Closed on Sunday.
Meme. That's so funny. One of my grandma used to put my cousins and I to sleep. She'd always be like, because in Spanish, like, the word meh, like, meh, like, she'd always say Mimi time. So it reminded me of my grandma. Closed on Sunday. I don't really like it, to be honest. I don't like the whole song. The whole song, to be, if I'm being, like, completely 100% honest. I don't think it fits super well. I think it's going to sound really dated in the future. I mean, I hope Chick-fil-A stays around forever, but I don't think that, like, the meme behind that song is really, you know, prevail, like, pull clothes on Sunday thing. So that's my biggest thing about the song. But I wrote something so dramatic. I put, I'm going to specifically thank God when I get to heaven for the second half of this song. Because it's so good. I think for me, it's probably my favorite part on the whole album. Like, when it changes from stand up for my home.
Yeah.
Oh, love that section. Like, even if I take this walk alone, my life is his. I'm no longer my own. Those are words that I'd always hoped would come out of Kanye's mouth, and seeing him, like, say that was, yeah, just the most unbelievable and beautiful thing. I think as a Christian, like, proclaiming that even for myself, it just gets me really, really hyped, you know? Like, this is my life. It's, like, for Jesus Christ, and I am no longer, like, my own. So I thought it was so excellent. Like, I like Christian music. I like Christian rap music, but I think that part just supreme, I think. So really grateful for it, but as a whole, I can't say I like it that much, but I really do like the second half.
That's fair. Yeah, I think what
I was gonna say, kind of similar to other songs, like, I don't know, for me, like, to like a whole song, I feel like it has to be like, everyone, a lot of my friends like 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
A song called Guns for Hands, and like the first minute is so good, and then it just gets so silly. It's like the opposite.
Pilots is so funny to me. They're such like a niche, yeah, quirky, talented, undoubtedly, but like weird band. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I mean, I like them. I think I bought a T-shirt. I got excited because I liked a couple of their songs. But the more I got it, the more I'm like,
yeah, some of them, I'll hear Chris play them sometimes. Like, oh, like I remember I like that song. But then some are like, what are they doing? It's so experimental.
I know. Yeah, when I met Chris, I was wearing that T-shirt, and he was like talking to me about it. Yeah, I like. I think it was a baller tape, or not baller tape, but some situation where I was wearing that shirt. Kind of, it's like a PJ shirt now for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally agree. Like, there's like moments that is good, but overall, they wouldn't be one of my favorites. But yeah. I'd love to hear your thoughts now.
Close on Sunday. Yeah, I think the second half is definitely different, and I like that a lot more. I think even like, I think it's a horn or a trumpet. I don't know too much about those. I think that definitely changes the tone of it, and I like it at that point. But before, it's so, like, it adds to the oddness of it, the, like, very serious, thoughtful guitar playing in the beginning. I forgot what sample that was from. I heard it somewhere. I don't know where it was from, but it was, like, some band, but or a person, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, like, I think that seriousness, and then it almost sounded, I was thinking about it too, I listened to it on Easter, it sounded like a pentatonic song or something, almost, with the little, like, whatever the choir is singing, and so, I thought, oh, this may be, like, very reflective. Close on Sunday, what's this gonna be out? And then it's just, like, the meme of, like, Close on Sunday or my Chick-fil-A. It's, like, this is, like, kind of classic Kanye, almost, or not classic, but this is classic new Kanye. This is like him just pranking us with like some nonsensical lyrics.
Yeah.
That'll get him a lot of attention for sure. Yeah. But I think overall, but what would you say is like the meaning of Closed on Sunday? I don't understand that part. Like, maybe I'm missing something about it. Like, Closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A. I don't get that.
I heard someone on the internet say that it was like, but just the idea that, like, you're open to certain things, like, throughout the week, but not on Sundays. She was closed on Sunday. Does that make sense? But I don't know if that's actually. I think it might just mean, like, on Sunday we we rest, like we're not, like, because in the later on in the album he talks a lot about like his businesses and like the prices that he charges and like but I don't know. What do you have any theories on?
The only thing I could think of is that he, like, the clothes on Sunday is a less significant part than like you're my Chick-fil-A. And so I think because I like Chick-fil-A is the primary, I guess, and then like clothes on Sunday is like the subordinate thing to like explain more about it, then like that makes sense. But it's kind of weird that he would choose like clothes on Sunday as the main title of the song if that was what it was about. And so I don't know, that's what kind of struck me too, is like even the joke of it, or even like the, I don't know what it is, metaphor, analogy, isn't like very clear, and so makes it a little confusing and less enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like right in the middle too of the whole album. It's mm-hmm. I feel like definitely the most at least in like from what I've seen, one of, besides Follow God, like the most popular song on the album.
Yeah. What do you think? I know you said you didn't love On God, but what did you, what else do you have to say about it?
Yeah, I thought it was, I was listening to it, and I was hanging out with my friend, and they decided to play it because they knew I liked Kanye, and I don't know, they were just playing it, and they put this song on, and I just was kind of silent about it. I was like, oh, like, this is sweet that they're playing, like, Kanye, but I just, if they only knew how much I don't like this song. So that was the last time I actually sat through the whole thing. So a few months ago, but no, I don't know what it is, and that's so weird and so unfortunate that the only song that I like want to skip from Kanye's whole discography is this one. I can't put my finger on why I don't like it.
Is it the production, the beat?
Maybe. I just think it's so like cringy. Do you get that at all? Do you think it's cringy?
I almost imagine him like he's like the Static Shock. Like I imagine him on some like floating skateboard thing with like all these lights coming out of his eyes and like all this crazy stuff happening with all the whatever the beat is. And so, yeah, I think it's just kind of, it's just weird. Some of it's all right. Like the whole, I have some respect for the thou shalt love thy neighbor, not divide. But I was like, oh, that actually like helped me out. But I think, yeah, it's definitely not a song that I was listening to it with some friends too, and then like I was singing along with like every word of it, and they're like, oh, so you like it a lot, and I was like, oh, just because I know it and like I can enjoy it doesn't mean that. Like someone told me that Jesus King is like top three Kanye albums, and I was like, you don't know anything. Yeah. It's frustrating. But yeah, I mean, it's all right. I don't think it's a very good song. How long is it? Let me see. It's like 2:16. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of eh. It's a weird production. It's not typical Kanye production, especially on like on a gospel album. Like mm-hmm. it stands out as very different.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it has like some funny bars though. Like back when I thought the Book of Job was a job.
It was a job, yeah.
That's kind of funny. I definitely thought that when, like, I mean, I've always like been around like Catholicism and stuff. And so, like, in the Sunday school and stuff, and I would read it on the wall, I'd be like, Book of Job. I wonder what that is. So, I thought that was sweet. It definitely shows that he's, like, grown up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That was good. I'll have to listen to it again. So maybe I'm being unfair to it. But
yeah. I mean, it's all right. You're not missing out on much.
Good. Nice. Aw.
Yeah, what about Everything We Need?
You want me to go? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I love this song. I think it's probably my second favorite one. I think it's I feel like I could listen to this song at like a picnic, you know?
Mm.
Like I'm married, it's a kid playing this song. And like, you know,
I like that image. That's barbecue. Nice.
Yeah, kids are playing. Like I just think it's so, I feel like this song is gonna be with me for life. Like I really love this song. Like I would hope that this song kind of, and so I think this is a song that started everything, like when Kanye had like first done his like Sunday service.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful like it was nice to hear it. I do like the choir version a lot better. I feel like this song almost sounded pop.
Hmm.
So, but overall, I love it. I love this song. I think it's one of the stronger ones. So what about you?
Yeah, I do. I like that image you're talking about. It's pretty sunny. I'm looking out in my yard right now. It'd be really nice to be out there listening to it. But yeah, I like this one a lot. I think I really like his last line in it of, what if Adam said to Eve, but maybe put the apple back on the tree because we have everything we need, or like however exactly that's put. But I think that's just like a really beautiful image of like contentment and like accepting what you have and realizing that you have everything you need. And I really like the, like, I think it's Kanye with the auto tune who like does the, or he does his own like little addition to it that I actually like. And so, but I thought it was good with some Ty Dolla Sign support in there. But I do like this one overall. I think it's short, but it is really, it's got some good content to it. I like it.
Yeah, I know. It's so short.
Yeah.
I would love to hear an extended Jesus is King.
Seriously, yeah. Only 27 minutes? Whack.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Water. I'm not going to share anything positive.
Really?
Do you like water?
I want to hear you go first.
I get it. It's groovy, no doubt. It's, but the, even the first time I heard it at on Easter Sunday service, like last year at Coachella, it was like, this is so boring. This is, thank God it wasn't the 6 minute, 10 minute version that was, he performed there. But I think it's kind of, well, no, Jesus, don't do this, Jesus. It's like, it's okay. It's groovy. It's cool. It could be like 70s Woodstock type vibe, I understand. But this is not something that I, like, will listen to if I have much of a choice, personally. But it's weird. I've heard a lot of friends who actually do like it. But me, personally, it does not. It's just too murky. Or it's not murky. It's, like, repetitive. And there's not much fluctuation in how it sounds to me. So.
Yeah. That's a good image for it. Yeah. I think that he kind of loses me when he gets to, like, this. Jesus, like, but I do like some of the lyrics, and not that I don't like Kanye praying, I like the idea of Kanye praying, but I just don't think it's, like, on an album that I feel is so grand, like, there's a certain, I mean, maybe this is weird, but, like, I think this album is so opulent, and, like, magnificent, and heavenly, mm-hmm. and then the start is so, like, whispery, and, like, I did kind of have high hopes for Water. I remember him performing it. And so I thought, like, when he reworked it in the studio, I thought it would be, like, grand. But,
yeah,
it is kind of a sleepy song, or, like, a murky song, like you're saying.
Yeah, sleepy is good.
Yeah. So I like the lyric, pure as a newborn daughter. Like, getting up there in my 20s and 24. Boom. You know,
so newborn. Young.
Yeah. thank you. You know, pure as a newborn daughter. You're so cute. Because there's nothing more pure than, like, a child. So, I don't know. This album, like, I would love to, like, have it in, like, you know, the future. Like, pure as water, pure as a newborn daughter. Which I think when paired with, and then, you know what I did? I listened to Ye over again after listening to Jesus King. Love Ye. Like, my God, Violent Crimes, John. I know you've
it's
heard
so
it.
So good.
So good. And so I think, like, a daughter song, like, can you compare, like, Violent Crimes to Water? It's just, like, I think, yeah, my only note was the pure as a newborn daughter part. Like,
literally.
Like, my only thing.
All you have.
Like, is literally just, like, pure as a newborn daughter. Like,
nice. My I would say that's the only good thing about, not the only good thing, but one of the major good things about Kanye releasing all these new albums late in his career is that it makes you appreciate his old albums so much more. I feel like Ye made me really appreciate Life of Pablo, and then now Jesus King is making me appreciate Ye.
Yeah, literally.
Not to say that Jesus King isn't that, but yeah. What do you think of God Is?
Love that one. I have a brand new appreciation for this song. I listened to this one on Easter, and so I'm pretty high on this song at the moment. There's a song that Jeremy Riddle does. It's called Breaking Through. And when I was coming back from South Asia, I listened to that. So it was a pretty long, like, plane ride. But from the leg of that, we were going from South Asia down to Singapore, and I just, the whole, like, 7 hours, I was just listening to Breaking Through over and over again. It's a pretty long song, and I, like, kind of was, like, taking breaks in between, but yeah. That song gets me so, like, I don't use the word hype, but I feel so connected to God, just so excited, like, it's very, like, intimate worship of, this is who God is, like, he, and the lyrics are, God, you're always breaking through into lives and healing hearts, like, you torn veil, like, you just, like, it's definitely one of my favorite worship songs. And so I had this moment on Easter, you know, I just listened Pastor Chris, and my pastor, and I just was like, I don't know if God is on after this. I just felt like wanting to listen to it. I just felt like it was completed. I don't know if you do that. I do that all the time. Like, sometimes, I'll listen to a sermon, and I'll be like, oh, this song would go great. And so, yeah, I think it's so, it makes me so passionate for the gospel. Like, I just want to go out and tell everyone who God is. And so, yeah, but aside from my, you know, bias of, you know, it makes my, like, my mock with God a lot stronger. I'm very blinded by the fact that it's, like, just so powerful in terms of worship.
Yeah, God is a super, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, this is interesting. This could be really good. And then I think I love the buildup of it, that it kind of starts, he's in his very, like, high-pitched voice. And then it just really builds into, I think, probably the peak of it. My favorite part is, like, every man, every woman, there is freedom from addiction. Him to break down all the prisons or stuff like that. I think it's, like, a very victorious song, I think, that he's almost, like, casting vision over everyone who's, like, oh, like, in Jesus there is, like, freedom. In Jesus there is, like, hope and life. And then I think, like, the very end, as I've begun to listen to it, is that it ends on such a climactic note of, like, what do you say? This is my kids, this is my life, this is my career, this is my wife, this is my God-given right. Thank you, Jesus, won the fight.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last, like, probably 20, 30 seconds are just the, I forgot what exact sound it is, but it's a very, like, rhythmic, something like that. And it just kind of keeps it floating, but it's almost like, it's so nice to have, like, that 20, 30 second breather between that and, I forget what the next song is. I could just see that real quick. What is it? Hands on, like, whatever the next song was, like, that 30 second breather is so, I think it, like, invites you to reflect on the song or even just, like, calm down and have a breath after such an epic conclusion to a song, that maybe even, like, the hallelujahs would have been better served at, like, this point in the album, and then, like, have the pause of the song, because I think it, like, invites you to enjoy and, like, feel the grandiosity of the song, because I love the build of it. Like, that's the thing that I don't like about Sail, is that there is a build, but then you just stop, and then, like, and so I think this one does a good job of, like, building up and then delivering into just, like, silence, but a decent rhythm to, like, keep you thinking about it. And so I think this is probably maybe my favorite song, but I think it's the most meaningful song to me that I'll, like, actually listen to and feel like I can just, like, genuinely worship through and enjoy in that way, because I think there's just, like, such powerful lyrics in it. And I don't know, I think this is my favorite song to take away from this album. I really like it. And then the live version, oh my gosh, I cannot recommend enough the video I sent you, Adriana. I, like, watch that every once in a while, and I always get goosebumps with him performing this live, because there's just so much emotion in his performance.
Yeah, the conviction in his voice, it's beautiful. I get overwhelmed by it. So I love that it leads somewhere, like what you were saying. Like, Sayla, I feel like doesn't lead, but this one, like, delivers. And I love the ending. The end beat. I totally agree.
That's awesome. How did you like Hands On?
I liked it. I thought it was a little slower than the other song. Definitely a similar criticisms that I have with this song and On God. I definitely like it more. I think if you were to ask me, like, do you like this song, I'd be like, I do. Mostly just because of the line, you know, tell the devil that I'm going on strike. I've been working on him, or working for him, my whole life. Love that. And then the next time I see him on site, I thought that was so special. I thought that was so special, because in that line, I maybe it's just like my the way that I interpret like literature and like art, the way that I receive it. But in that line, I just feel like I can see like my beautiful dark twisted fantasy. I can see like Graduation. I can see like all of his albums, honestly. I can see those low points and the high points and in that whole line. So I think it's really powerful. I love the tone that he takes. It's very reflective, very humble, gives God, you know, a lot of the glory. So I really like it for that line. Like,
and even the on-site of like using one of his big songs off Yeezus to like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think that is like, that's a song I haven't listened to as much. So even as you bring up and remember like that part, I think that is pretty significant.
I do like the song on site though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But I think my appreciation has grown a lot for that.
Classic
one.
Lines in that song. I love the lines in that song. I don't love the song, but I like some of the lines.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just so like what Kanye did. It's just like, that's his opening song on an album that he knows people are anticipating. And he just comes out with like bars like Shaking Like Parkinson's.
Oh, yeah. I love the spouse line too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah. I don't know. I think Hands On was all right. With Fred Hammond, I was expecting more with the whole, like, because he's like the This Is The Day guy, you know? And so I was hoping he would sing more. He wasn't really like a big factor in the song, unfortunately. But this one is kind of like water to me. I thought that's maybe the connection you're going to say instead of God, on God.
Mm.
But yeah, it was just kind of boring to me overall. I think, yeah, it's not something I really listen to that often anymore. Similar, same as Water. It is like one of those two songs are probably the ones that I skip most often on this album. I think Fred Hammond, my man's, was a little underused on it, but I do like some of the lines and I like some of the concepts, especially the I've been working for him my whole life. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, not a ton of thoughts about that one.
Yeah. This Is The Day is such a good song.
Oh my gosh, it is.
I'd love to hear what you have to say about Jesus Gospel.
I'm glad this is, I feel like this is one of the few real songs on the album. Like, that's not to say I can't enjoy not real songs, but I feel like even like On God is like such a short song. It's definitely real. Everything We Need Great is so short, you know, but like Jesus Gospel is like a pretty full, I feel like it feels like the most complete song almost to me. I think God Is definitely up there too, but like 3 minutes, 30 seconds, like that's the longest by far, I think, on this album.
Yeah.
With Chakras, like I was sharing, I was super excited to hear this song and how he would like remake it. And so I really like, it's really cool that he has Pusha T and No Malice, because you know they're the story and stuff and everything with them. Yeah. So we were talking about it at work one day. It was pretty funny. And then I was like, yeah, he changed his name to No Malice when he became like a Christian. And I didn't know his name before. And they're like, oh, what was his name before? Just Malice or something? I was like, yeah, that'd be so funny if that was like his actual name before he was a Christian. Changed to No Malice, and then like sure enough that's what his name was. And so
yeah,
I thought that was super funny. But I love the story behind the song. I really like the vibe of it. Shout out Kenny G for an insane feature. It's so good. But even the beat at the end when it closes and then the beat switches, like that's a pretty sick beat. He should have saved for like, he should have done something else with that. But
yeah,
I really think there's good vibes in this song overall. I think just like the melodies and the humming of it is pretty powerful, especially even in the IMAX movie when he's like singing it over, I don't know what child that is. Maybe, is it Psalm or I don't know, but.
Yeah, I think it was Psalm.
But yeah, I think this is a song that could have been like successful on the radio, or obviously Follow God, I think was number one, because that's like the most quick, catchy hit.
Yeah.
But Jesus Gospel feels like the most complete song to me. What about you?
I put that exactly. I put Kanye singing it to his kid in the IMAX movie. I put to his kid because I didn't know which one he was coming to me and pretty sure his mom, because he was born. Seeing this live was really cool. Kenny G is great. I always forget if it's Kenny G or Weird Al, but I feel like to me they look so. I know that they do completely different things, but one of them is from Downey, and so, which is the town that I'm from. And so I want to be correct when I say I think Kenny G is from Downey. And so it makes the song like, I don't know, it's like a connection that I have to it. But could be wrong. Could be Weird Al.
Yeah.
Flip flops in my mind all the time. But I love the saxophone part.
Yeah.
Just incredible. I love Pusha T. Just in general. Wasn't expecting him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus is King, but hearing him was phenomenal. I saw a meme that was like a picture of something, and then it was Pusha T like scraping the fine lyrics that didn't have to do with cocaine. Or like innuendo, because Kanye knows everyone.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I thought that was great. I loved it. I think it's a song that I'd love to sing to, like, sing over, like, my kids one day. Mm. It's also for protection. It's beautiful. That's a Kanye that I love. I love, like, the sweet, nurturing Kanye. Kind of get that in only one. And so, you know, having a second song to do that. And Ultralight Beam a little bit, too. I saw a video of this dad. Like, he had his little girl on his shoulders when he was singing, like, Ultralight Beam with her.
Aww.
I saw they're so cute. So I think it's another one of those songs. So, and I definitely love Use of Gospel.
Yeah, super good. And then for the final weird 40-second song, Jesus yeah. is Lord. Weird in timing. I didn't mind it. I thought Jesus Lord was cool. I wish it was longer. I wish it was more. But I really liked the composition of it. I liked what he was saying. My only disappointment on that was I wish it was longer. But I did like that final little teaser almost.
Same. Yeah, it does sound like a teaser. It is so short. I think there is a longer version out there. I don't have it, but I think that the IMAX movie
had end credits.
Yeah, I think it might have been. But I put that like an end credit song of life, which sounds kind of sad. Like, you know, on itself, like, oh gosh, the end credit song of life. But I think it would be such a good one. In the sense that, like, it leads to something so hopeful, like Jesus is Lord. I like it. I think his voice sounds really great on this one, because Kanye doesn't have the best voice in the world, the best singing voice, at least. I love his flow, and I love the way it sounds. There's such a favoritism that I have towards Kanye.
Yeah.
But, like, he sounds really good, I think, on, like, Blame Game. He sounds great. What else does he sound good on? Sounds pretty good on some of that's the only one that's a Blame Game.
Only one, maybe even. Sounds like decent.
Yeah. A little bit of Ghost Town sounds good too. I like that song a lot more than I did, than I originally did. Mm. I think a little bit of me was like, the song everyone likes. So I didn't want
to. Yeah, me too, I think.
Yeah, so I think his voice sounds great. I was watching, I've really been on this John Mayer kick. So I was watching a lot of like John Mayer stuff, and I remembered that he had collaborated with Kanye. So I googled like John Mayer and Kanye West, and one of the things that John Mayer and Kanye West did together is they performed at some like festival together, and Kanye did like a freestyle, and he was up there with John Mayer and the guy from The Police, which is a band. I don't know if you know that song. It's like Every Breath You Take.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be watching you, and so. Mm-hmm. The comment section was just like, who is this guy? Like, who does he like think he is? Like, you know, he just ruined everything. But Kanye's voice, I will admit, when compared to like John Mayer and the other guy, wasn't
bad. I bet. Yeah. Sting. Was it Sting?
Yeah, Sting.
That's right, Sting. Okay.
Yeah. So I think Kanye like added so much to that performance in terms of energy and it's kind of funny.
I want to watch that now.
Yeah, I'll it's right there in my history. I'll send it to you. One of the lines that I loved is, like, you're the only police good in the hood. And, like, he also did, like, we're going to elect John for mayor.
Oh, how old is it?
It's old. It's, like, 2007, I think.
Oh, dang, yeah. That's probably why everyone's hating on him.
Yeah. And so, John Mayer, Kanye, Sting. Yeah, I'm talking to you right now, but his voice sounds really good on this song and has sounded good in other places too. Okay, to send it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Do you have any other thoughts on Jesus is Lord?
Not on Jesus is Lord, I don't think. Okay. Yeah, I did like it. I feel like I do remember, like you're saying, like in the IMAX, there was a little bit, a little bit more to it. It might have just been like more looping of it, but even that kind of could have been nice.
Yeah, I wish it was longer. Do you have any thoughts on it, like, as a whole?
Like, in conclusion, Jesus is king?
Yeah, or even just, like, how he's, like, presented this album, like, with media interviews. I don't know if you've, like,
been... I think Kanye really caught everyone's attention and everything and had it for the right amount of time. I think if he had it any longer, people would have definitely had Kanye fatigue. But I felt like, and I think me being a Kanye fan, college student, you know, like, it's kind of the center of my culture. But I think he, like, really maximized attention, got national people talking about it. I think everyone was talking about it. I think it was a super great, successful marketing campaign. And I don't think that's all that it was. It seems like he's genuinely changed his life, you know, and I really believe the best in him. But, hey, it worked for marketing.
Yeah.
And so I felt like he was just at the peak. Like, every once in a while, I'll just look up Kanye West and see, like, what news there is on him. And on Easter, I realized I hadn't done that in, like, months. I was like, oh, I haven't even, like, thought as much about Kanye since then. I've listened to a lot of times at work, I'll put on Sunday Service in the background, which is kind of cool. Yeah. But I feel like he caught everyone's attention really well and kind of delivered. I think overall, it's definitely not, like, my favorite album, but it was super good to hear from him. But I think I can appreciate and, like, relate to this album a lot more. And so for regular, like, commentators or I don't know, people who consume music and listen to Kanye, like, I understand if they don't love this album. I think it would be, imagine there was, like, I guess because Judeo-Christian worldview is, like, shared by a lot more people even implicitly in America, but say there was, like, I don't know, like, a Muslim album or even, like, an explicitly atheist album or something. Well, I mean, isn't Lupe Fiasco Muslim or something? But I mean, the cool album is fire, no doubt. I don't even care I'm not Muslim. I love that album. But yeah, I understand why people don't love it, because it's not like Jesus Walks, sure, is religious, but it's like an insane song. So I understand why people love it. And so I think Jesus is King on a lot of times doesn't have that level of greatness. And so I understand why, like, people don't love it, and I don't hold that against them at all. But I think being a huge Kanye fan, being a Christian, I, like, am able to really appreciate the album a lot more than maybe the average listener.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious, like, what my opinion would have been if I wasn't a Christian.
Yeah, I probably would have been like, oh, what is this?
Yeah, I think looking back to, like, when I was in high school, definitely wasn't a Christian then. If how I would have received this album, I probably would have. Yeah, I think that it just adds so much. And I think being a Christian adds so much to life in general. In the way that, like, yeah, receiving art in different ways. But I agree with what you're saying. I definitely don't hold it against anyone who doesn't put this, like, super high on their list. I'm curious about your ranking. I don't think I know it. I know you probably have to think about it. I would have to think about it. But
yeah.
Like, where Jesus is King would go on the ranking.
My vision's so distorted at this moment. I don't even, like, what, yeah, I think, like, even the whole Yeezy Fro dilemma that I talked about on our old one, or even the Stockholm Syndrome I feel like we have with Kanye, I don't know where I could honestly rank it. I would say bottom three. I think bottom three, definitely. I think Yeezus, I would say 808s is probably my least favorite Kanye album. But above that, the bottom three are probably Yeezus, Ye, and Jesus is King, and I think they kind of just rotate. And it's like an indeterminate, they're like electrons around a nucleus, you know, you don't know where they're at any point. And so I think those are all kind of, Jesus might slightly be raising to the top, but I think between Ye and Jesus is King, I definitely want to be fair to Kanye, but I just honestly don't think that this is, it's not what his other stuff used to be. But yeah, where does it rank for you, as much as you can give any answer?
Oh my goodness. So I re-listened to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I've gotten into expensive habits, which I shouldn't have. I started getting into, like, vinyl collecting.
Nice.
Like, I've been really quiet about it just because, like, the vinyl. But I love it. I think it's such a cool way to experience music. And I don't think it sounds any better. Like, digital probably sounds, like, better. But I just think it's, like, to appreciate, like, an entire album, like, through vinyl, because you can't skip on vinyl, you know?
Yeah.
And so I bought that one on vinyl, and it's just magnificent, John. It's probably the best thing I've ever heard. Like,
gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, like, he just, like, starts off just on top, like, with Dark Fantasy, and it just gets better. Like, I even have, like, this new appreciation for, like, Lost in the World, and, like, Who Will Survive in America. I just think from, like, first song to end song, like, just magnificent. So when I compare that, so Jesus is King, it's just, like, kind of tough. So considering all of them, it's definitely not near the top, I don't think. I like 808s a lot more these days, I think. I don't know when it happened, but I just, all of a sudden, like, I have such an appreciation for that album. It's actually probably in the middle for me. I love 808, especially Bad News. I don't know what it is, but I'm so, and Streetlight, oh my
God. Streetlights is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he sings it in the IMAX, it's so good.
Yeah.
And he sings it too many times, though. I will say that. He sings it so often.
He does. I think, yeah, it's not even better. It's not anywhere near 808 for me. I'm trying to think what my other bottom one would be. I even love, like, I feel like Cruel Summer gets ranked towards the bottom pretty often. But
yeah,
I love that album.
Yeah.
It might be the bottom. That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you how good he is overall, that, like, even a decent album is, like, the worst he's ever done.
Yeah, you know, and I wish they didn't like Jesus as much as they do.
He's definitely done some good work to make me like it a little bit more than I did last summer when we recorded that first podcast.
Good. That's so funny. Yeah. Do you still not like Black Skinhead?
I think sometimes I'll make the noises and I'll be amazed at how similar I think those noises sound in my head. Like the ch. I feel like I can replicate that pretty well, but yeah.
Sounded good. Sounded just like it. Couldn't, especially over Zoom. Sorry to play it. That's so cool. Yeah. Yeah, that album's amazing. I love Sound 2, love Bill Trip, Summed It Up.
Yeah, there are more good songs than you think.
Mm-hmm. Let me think. Late Registration. I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to put it on the bottom, which sucks.
That's fair. It's where it belongs. But it's okay. We still like it.
Yeah, definitely still like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. If that's all you have to say about Jesus is King, Adriana, anything else you want to say?
I like the music video. Did you watch those?
Yeah, I like the those tank things are pretty sick. Those are crazy. Especially in Fall of God. I think it's cool he has his dad in it and everything. And then the clothes on Sunday was just kind of funny, of like all his family and stuff in this like snow gear. Is it Yeezy gear? I don't know what it is, but okay. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Okay. Do you have any other thoughts?
No, I mean, I appreciate it. I'm happy for Kanye. I hope he is living, heading in the right direction. Seems like he is. So I'm really excited, very thankful even for that. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to see what else maybe he produces or puts out, but I'm thinking this is towards the tail end of his career, but we'll see.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, I'm always hoping that he'll come out with something great, but
yeah,
it's been an amazing career. And definitely would be a worthy ending, because it's good. I think it could be a lot of things for him. Yeah, to think, like, you know, his first album. Like, I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because he ain't spoken so long to, like, you know, that's who God is. Beautiful. So, yeah. This is always so nice, John. I really missed it.
It is. Yeah, it's good to be back. It's fun analyzing. I was actually going through one of my drawers the other day, and I found, like, a ton of my – because at work, I would just get a script and flip it over, whatever, and then write on the back of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, there's no chance I have to throw these away. I'll throw away a lot of other documents. I'll throw away my, not my social security card. I'll throw away like my old paychecks before I throw away these notes and stuff. And so it's really fun thinking about Kanye and just even putting our literary abilities to use.
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely have a lot of old notes still too. So, I mean, I would be down to hear it anytime. So maybe we can work something out.
All right, is there any outro we have, Adriana? I forgot.
I forgot too. I have
to say thank you for listening to Kanye Conversations. I don't know.
I think so.
Coffee. Thanks for listening to
Kanye Conversations.
Ooh. Okay.